Tonight it's my great pleasure to welcome Pangaea, a music, poetry, and performance art ensemble. They are going to be offering us eco-happenings, giving the earth a voice. And they have something to tell us, and I will hand the stage over to Pangaea.
Good evening. That's what I was just going to ask. My name's Amy, and I'm a part of Pangaea, and just want to welcome you all for coming here tonight. We're really honored to be here, and really it's a privilege to have you all here. And tonight, the show, there's not an intermission. We ask you to turn off your cell phones, make sure they're not going to go on during the show or the event. And also, Joaquin wants to know if anyone has a sensitivity to smudge. He's going to burn some Palo Santo, which kind of clears the air a little bit. And if you have, if it's hard for you, we won't do it, but we're asking if that would be okay with everybody. Is that all right? It's very light. It's not too intense. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Allow your eyes to close, if you're comfortable with that. Allowing spaciousness inside of ourselves just to be with whatever is in us in this moment. Making room for all who we are, all. All parts of us are welcome in this house. No part of you is turned away, especially our exile parts. The grief, the confusion, fear, everything fits. This is our time to come together. At this precise moment, you are being breathed by this ancient and potent air. Air. Millions of years old. So rich it has been breathed by everyone who has lived in this planet. By everyone. Your next breath maybe was taken by Nelson Mandela or Gandhi or Hitler. Feel it. Allow that force to come into you. All the way in to every part of our bodies. Allow it in. Allow it in. And as we exhale, pass the air gracefully, pass the bounty, pass the air free of your drama, because the person next to you will breathe it next. just that force, readiness, that's enough right now. That's so enough right now. At this precise moment, you exist as the result of thousands and thousands and thousands of beings giving its life for you. How many chickens, potatoes, apples, water gallons have been poured into you already? How many? Quite an expensive investment we are for this earth. You must be magnificent, magnificent, to receive so much from the mother, so much. We are at the mercy of these beings, the worms, the apples, everything. Without them, we would not be here. Feel that. At this moment, you're not alone. You're not alone by any means. Your ancestors and teachers are pressing against your back. They got you covered. They're here for you. They sustain you right now. They're whispering in your ears, in your hearts, these words for us to awake into our original blueprint. Feel them. They're here for you. They gave their life for you. Generation after generation. Poof. And you came. Wow, wow. At this moment, we are just passing through this body of yours, passing through this Honda Civic of mine, these clothes, the mortgage, the house, passing through. Your body belongs to her. All what we call mine, emanating from her grace, coming back to her grace. And see who you really are. Walk in beauty. Walk in beauty. We've been hiding for too long. We all need to fully take our place. We can no longer hide.
Ah!
Madre, 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 This open wound gushing. We bleed. We all bleed. We all participate in this pipe. See, hearts were not meant to be mixed with black oil and dispersants. How do you plug a pipe infected with this? Never enough sickness sucking the earth dry. Sucking the earth dry. I really need your help here, because we don't have a place to express our despair, grief for what's happening. So this is our time to come together. What needs to be expressed? Fear, despair, rage, beauty, prayers, apologies. This is our time. I'm gonna play some music, and if something you wanna express, this is your time. Or maybe silence, and we just hold space for what's happening in the ocean, for all what's given to us. And what do you wanna say to the Mother Ocean? What needs to be expressed?
Out on the sea, filled with glee, my brother and me.
Thank you. Cultures, they have a place to wail. We have lost that in this culture. I have a place to grieve. anything else wants to be expressed, what's in your body as you see those feathers filled with oil, as you see the mother Thank you for owning that. Thank you for owning that. Soy el oeste, yo soy. To the shadows, to our brokenness, to these never-ending echoes of shame sometimes. At times, brokenness is our only prayer. Yo soy el norte, yo soy. To the old ones, to the great and also great ancestors, to the old ones eating Campbell's soup in front of a TV, to their broken teeth and no implants from Medicare. Our elders are waiting to be released from their wheelchairs and their rancid air rooms. They're waiting. The ache to be back in the land, in the mountains. The ache, and the land aches for them. They're waiting. Yo soy el este. Yo soy. Luminosity. 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 May you free up everyone who thinks he's right or has the truth. Hey, free up our incarcerated part in us, the curfews imposed on our spirits. Luminosity. Yo soy el sur. Yo soy. To the children, to their uncompromising emotional ways. I want it now, Daddy. I want it now. Our children are waiting to be released from our expectations, from this being good and this smiling at the camera. They're waiting. They're waiting. To the infinite sky. To what really heaven means. To a free God up there, please. A God who cannot fit in any category, religion, race. To a free God, please. To the thunder beams. Thunder! Thunder! Ignite in us that awe, capable of weeping for our enemies. So we unite this earth. So we unite this earth. Hope to the unconditional ground. To the all the invisible forces unleashing the bursting of the seed. To the worms, to the roots, to the boots. To the place where any kind of poison can be transmuted. In your belly, grandmother. To the heart. To the no higher, no lower, no more, no less, no higher, no lower, just fitting into this life's tapestry. To one pain, one longing, same pain. Same pain, same longing. when ex-president Bush says, "My fellow citizens, this is a necessary war to protect us against the enemy Americans, and we will hunt down the devil forces." What is this guy saying? What is he saying? Maybe he's saying, "I'm not too sure what's coming out of my mouth. I'm afraid. Afraid of myself. Hey, Daddy. Am I good enough? Will I ever be good enough?" In every single human being, take a ride. There to see under those tough words, there might be a human being who was not fully held. Held. When Madonna, yeah, Madonna, give it to me, baby, masturbates in front of thousands with such an ease. See a little girl who is so concerned what her father is thinking. And she longs and longs to be embraced for who she really is. When Saddam Hussein says, "God is in our side, this is a sacred jihad," couldn't he be saying, "I don't trust any of you. No one. I've been beaten, betrayed, humiliated so many times since I was a child. Why should I trust you or my own heart?" No way. We speak so many different languages, but we want to say the same thing. We want to say the same thing. Same pain, same longing, same rivers filling our blood, same air inhaling us. Same pain, same longing. No matter what they tell you here in their words, could you just love me for who I am? Just love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, just for who I am. Just love me, love me, love me, for who I am. Unfold, unfold your skin, unfold. And if you let her in, she will lick and mend your wounds. If you let it in, let her in, let her in, let her in, let her in. But gosh, we don't let anything in. We're so hard with ourselves. I'm so hard with myself at times. You don't have to be famous. I don't have to be the one. If not us, someone else will say it later. Art is already being created. Art is all around us. What is not art? The whole cosmos sees you. Not one particle ignores you. The tree releases a leaf, so it lands in your palm. So let yourself be found. love it. Found. Let you help it. The arms of the universe are constantly embracing us. But if we keep moving and Mickey Mousing, how will we be fully held? Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison, unafraid, until he was able to forgive. I'm constantly asking myself, who is my enemy? Who do you consider your enemy? Who triggers you? And what is this person, like the poem, really experiencing? Only for a moment to just check who triggers you, who you think is the enemy. And what is this person really saying? What's under their strategy? What's under their behavior? Peace begins with us. Peace begins with us.
Tree 111269, you have been selected, chosen for a noble cause, to give your life for the progress of humanity. We hope you see the honor in dying for us. Your destiny has been fulfilled. You were made to be toilet paper and cardboard boxes. You have never demanded any rights, never complained once, never appealed your death row sentence. For that reason, we grant you a faster death by chainsaw. God bless your soul, if you have one.
Ah, ah, ah.
tree. Thank you.
write poetry? On paper? Not for long. What will we do when the last one is gone? Gone! Gone! Will you then write with your blood on stumps? Or with your nails on the bark? Or will we finally learn how to write on so freely, becoming the stillness within this constant change, suffering, complexity. Becoming the trunk where others can lean, simply lean. Or becoming branches to feed whoever needs to be fed. No questions asked, no rewards, no price tags. Just freely given. What will we do when the last one is gone? What will we do? Will I protect my daughter as I protect the trip and my bank account? Boom! Another one went down. And the red in us goes out of alignment. Another time and another one. What will we do? Will we bow down in front of every stump and ask for forgiveness? Will we? Or will we take all our hundreds of home books and pile them up on top of a stump? Roots to bones, bones to a heart, heart to ashes. Burst ourselves into seeds and sprinkle on top of a stump or around the landscape and see what grows. Will our heart finally be released into the landscape? Thank you.
as you receive it. Open your hands. Don't eat it yet. If you are too hungry, don't listen to me. But if you can, wait a little bit. So you know how to make it. See the sun embedded all over its skin? Do you hear the roar of the north winds? First time, smell. Smell the earth's fragrance. The honeybees. The compost. Any pesticides? Is it organic? What I got it at Costco. Close your eyes and feel its texture. Feel the wet earth all over your hands. It's almost as if it's an earth's nipple. And taste it for the first time. Fear of not making the rent? How many oil gallons were needed? How much did the earth charge you for this? How much? Has she ever put a price to her body? Has she? It is the whole universe reaching for you in every light. May we honor it. President of Bolivia is. What's his name?
Oscar Oliveira.
Huh?
Oscar Oliveira. Oh no, that's another Bolivian. Yeah. Uncle Plague King. Yeah, I made
him. Evo Morales.
Evo Morales.
The first indigenous president ever. First indigenous. And he got so fed up of Copenhagen and that he decided to create a conference for Mother Earth rights. Los derechos de la Pachamama. Los derechos de la Pachamama. All our lives fighting for human rights, and the one who gave us life has no rights. Go and figure out. So if you Google Evo Morales, he came out with 10 principles, 10 for Mother Earth rights. Interesting. So I got so inspired to write this thing, I said, wow! Los derechos de la tierra, finalmente. Finalmente. Es el tiempo de renacer. Caminar por el suelo, por la tierra. Despacito, despacito. Caminemos por la tierra. Okay. Madison Hotel. Suite 14. Donuts, English tea. 15 men decide the future of the earth. 200 meters separate them from the soil bursting. The whisper of the roots. The unconditional grace, generosity. Who are these men? Who are these men deciding our future? Who are these men suspended in cubicles? Infected with this disease of me. Their hearts in sync with the dollar and meter. They speak a foreign tongue. How much? Did they ever dare to ask the mountain? Hey, could I slice you? Could I tear you apart? Could you become
countertops, marble floors for me. No, no, no one asked the mountain. Or did they ever hear the river, how it wept? After it was mined, dumb, stretched to feed the ACs, the PCs, the golf courses, the private loans. Do you hear the river weeping? Men started their declarations. Mr. Ambassador, I was the first one to have her bones dried. Mr. Chairman, if you give me 7 fingers, I'll give her her liver. War as a commodity. War as a profit. Is she our own private whore? Is she? And she got no lawyer. No one will take her case. I got no money to pay. No money has the earth to pay the lawyer. What money? Will you speak for the earth? Will you speak for the earth? Will you? Will the plant in the corner of the room burn itself as a demonstration? Or will the spider grab the mic, say, hey, honesty, gentlemen, honesty, we need no less than truth. What kind of a species are you, raping your own mother? Hey? Or will the ants start chanting, say the earth, say the earth from humans, say the earth from humans, say the earth. Outraged by the toothpicks we stand upon, we all swim in this pool of grief, and we all go into the abyss. Speak for the earth. Join me. We will speak for the earth. Up! You can hear your feet. Give me your body.
Speak for the earth.
We will speak for
will go into the arms of these men and hold them. And hold them. And hold him as you hold a child when he feels delusional, lost. Who will love these men for who they are? Empty, frightened children. Who will allow them to see how they are committing suicide? And who will have the courage to wash their feet? Which one of you will wash the feet of this man? And place their feet back, 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 back. Mil, mil, mil gracias por la vida. Mil, mil, mil gracias. Mil, mil, mil gracias. And this is your turn. Will you speak for the earth? What we're going to do now, I want you to think and embody what concerns you the most about where you live or the environment. Maybe it might be the redwood tree next to 116. It might be the butterfly in your garden. It might be they. And embody that being, that animal, that plant. And if you had to speak at us as that being, what would you say to us humans if you were a tree, a butterfly, the turtle? I need your voices. The earth needs your voices. We will not survive. We need to give voices to all what has no voice. Or we cannot hear the voices. So check what do you want to embody? What do you want to speak? In behalf of what? This is our time. Thank you. Thank you, honeybee, for speaking.
I am the deer. All my sacred pathways, my riparian corridors, you're closing in. Too many fences I can no longer jump. Too many places I cannot roam free. Help me. Help me. earth. For the sacred balance of us all.
Thank you, dear, for speaking to us.
I am the rain. I come to bring you life. But I fall on pavement and go through cement channels back to the ocean. Let me fall on your soil and recharge your waters.
Thank you so much, rain. Thank you. Thank you.
The chickweed and the mallow and the plantain and the dandelion and other edible plants which you call weeds, and you've covered me with cement and gravel which you call mulch, and you plow me and grind me up with heavy machinery and spray me with toxic chemicals to keep me down because you're afraid of my life force and my edibility and my gifts that I have to give to you on your land. I ask you to see me as a gift on your land, what you call your land.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you.
I am the earth, says the earth. If you were a bunch of you, what would you do? And I answer, I'd make a circle out of me. I'd make a wedding ring for thee. And the earth says, I am the circle, and the circle is me. Look into my heart, and what do you see? And I answer, I see no beginning or end in your heart, for what never ends up can have no place to start. Or else you are always beginning and ending because you decided to never stop bending. Forever is something so deep down inside that there's nothing to find and there's no place to hide. Then hatch all your chickens and count one or two. If you're not there to meet me, I'll come after you.
Thank you.
I am the polar bear. I find such joy in life. I need your loving focus and appreciation during this time of transition to a new way of life or to a new plane of existence. Love and support will carry us through. That's all I need from you.
Thank you, Polar Bear.
I'm the hummingbird, and I'm grateful to you for all of your flowers. May I bring you smiles, and may you share those with others everywhere.
Gracias, colibrí. Gracias, colibrí. Gracias, colibrí.
Bowels of the earth, the mold. molten lava and the stones that you crack the open to wear on your fingers and around your neck. Can you know me in no other way? Can you not know my mystery without selling me in a window sill? I am deeper and more powerful than you will ever fathom.
You, muchas gracias. Centro de la tierra. All right. Thank you so much for coming tonight. I'm gonna close this. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up. But, my name is Joaquin, and maybe gentle lights up. We don't do well with dim lights. How is it with time? What time is it?
It's 8:53.
Okay. My name is Joaquin. I'm from Spain, and I never thought I was going to be doing something like this, if you ask me, in my lifetime. But somehow, this comes out of the urgency to give the voice to something. So, and we do need a lot of help. So if you think that this thing needs to go somewhere, let me know, and we will be there. So. Introduce yourself.
My name is Renee Jenkins. I'm a ceremonial sound healer. I live in Sonoma. I met you, what, 4 years ago?
Maybe five or six.
Of course, it's fast.
Many of the instruments have been played throughout our lineage. As humans, the conch shell, or the batuto is what it's called in Peru, communication device to talk to the tribelets from the mountaintops. It's also called the pu in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You're a pu player when you play the pu. Tibet is used in ceremony for weddings. Seven virgins play for the union of man and woman. Chimu water vessel. Chimu culture about 1000 AD used this instrument. It virtually plays itself, embodies all the elements, the earth, the fire to shape the earth, the water that holds, that's held with the earth. And then as the air is displaced, as the water moves from this chamber to the next, the fifth element's created. Just vibration. So when it's offered to a person, it's asking for all the elements to come home. To come home as well. And it sounds like, come home. Okay. Didgeridoo, considered the oldest wind instrument on the planet, also called the yadaki. The Mayan drone flutes in the beginning were double chambered flutes, originally made of ceramic, and now made of wood, gem in Southern California. Wind wand, more of a modern instrument, created by man and Gerald DeVore, who lived in Petaluma. The Zamponia, Shakapa, probably very ancient, shamanic instrument.
From Laguna Farms, bamboo, men's lavender.
Thank you so much. You can take this home with the CD if you want to.
The little white, the small white. Was that bone?
This instrument. How many of you seen Tito La Rosa? my teacher, yeah, he's a South American sound healer musician. He had a dream of this instrument. It's condor quills.
Oh.
And then pelican. And after making one, because condors' feathers are easier to acquire in South America,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a few months later, he and his wife were in a museum and saw one as an artifact behind glass. And in his interpretation, was that the dream came from his ancestors. And it's usually played with a condor feather, but I play with a turkey feather. It's about calling the winged ones and connecting us to our cosmic self and clearing the avenue so we can re-dream. Yeah, re-dream the world.
Thank you.
If you want to support us, we came with this